Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV.
It's Wednesday.
Coming up in today's episode, Center slams X for abetting crime of hoax bomb threats to Indian Airlines. Rahul Gandhi's emotional pitch for Sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra as she makes electoral debut. NCP Ajit Pawar releases candidate list for Maharashtra election. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi's important meetings and speeches at BRICS summit. First up, Elon Musk's owned social media platform X is abetting a crime. The center has alleged as a whopping number of airline bomb threats circulated across the platform. More than 120 flights operated by Indian carriers have received bomb threats over the past few days. On Tuesday alone, 30 flights under the banners of Indigo, Vistara and Air India were under duress because of these hoax bomb threats. As explained by Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu earlier this week, every time a threat is received, the airlines have to follow strict procedures, which includes alerting authorities and following safety protocols, all of which hampers operation across the board. They have to follow all of this as safety of crew and passengers cannot be compromised. Joint Secretary Sanket S. Ponway chaired a virtual meeting with representatives of airlines and social media platforms such as X and Meta. The officials said that the situation amounts to X abetting a crime and questioned its representatives on the steps taken to stop such alarming rumours from spreading, sources have revealed. On Monday, Mr. Naidu addressed the media and declared there needs to be strict laws and punishments against these hoax threat callers, including a no-fly list for convicted hoax callers. The government plans to amend the Suppression of Unlawful Acts Against Safety of Civil Aviation Act so that action could be initiated for offences when an aircraft is on the ground. Currently, the aviation security norms largely cover in-flight offences. Quote, "We are trying to make amendments and the legal team has worked on it. We need consultants with other ministries as well. We are definitely pushing forward to have changes in the Act also so that it addresses offences that will happen when flight is on the ground and also make it a cognizable offence," unquote. Basically, the minister said that only in-flight while in-air offences will not be covered by the law, and even when the flight is on ground, the laws should be the same. The minister was asked if there could be a conspiracy behind the barrage of threats. The minister said a thorough investigation was underway. Quote, "Without investigation, we cannot put out any pattern. Let us wait for the completion of the investigation," unquote. The threats have created panic among the passengers and set off alarm bells for security agencies. Several flights, including international ones, have been diverted after the threats. The minister said on Monday, and I quote, "We are keeping ourselves dynamic and not rigid. Assessing and learning from what is happening, everything is taken out on a case-by-case basis. Based on our learning, we are trying to assess the situation at our best." And next, after years of speculation and especially rumours, during 2024 Lok Sabha polls, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is finally making her electoral debut. Today she filed the nomination for the Wayanad by polls. The seat was won by Rahul Gandhi, a two-time Wayanad MP, but he also won Rai Bareli, as he was contesting from dual seats. After much suspense, Mr. Gandhi revealed he was keeping the Rai Bareli seat, opening up the Wayanad seat for a by poll. In a show of strength rally, Ms. Gandhi Vadra said she has been campaigning in elections for over 35 years, but this was the first time she was seeking support for herself. She was joined by Mother Sonia Gandhi and brother Rahul Gandhi on stage in Kerala's Wayanad. Quote, "I was 17 when I campaigned for my father, former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Then I campaigned for my mother and brother and many of my colleagues. For 35 years, I have been campaigning in different elections, but this is the first time I am campaigning in an election and seeking support for myself. It is a very different feeling," she said, and thanked Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for the opportunity to contest the election. Ms. Gandhi Vadra said that she and Rahul Gandhi visited Mundakai and Churalmala in Wayanad in the aftermath of the devastating landslides that claimed 400 lives and displaced thousands. Quote, "I saw the devastation with my own eyes. I saw children who lost their families. I met mothers who lost their children. I met people whose entire life was washed away. I was struck by one thing. Each and every person I met was engaged in helping one another. They supported each other with courage, without greed, and with compassion. To be a part of your community is going to be a great privilege," unquote. Rahul Gandhi, who is the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha and now the former MP of Wayanad and current MP of Rai Bareli, said, and I quote, "I would like to remind you that Wayanad is the only constituency in the country that has two MPs. One is official, the other is unofficial, and they will work together to protect the interests of the people of Wayanad," unquote. He also sprinkled the speech with multiple personal anecdotes, including when they were children, he used to watch his sister with her friends and used to tell her that, "Priyanka, you cannot go so far to look after your friends." Quote, "She was willing to do anything and sometimes the friends would not appreciate it. I would tell her, why would you do this? And she would say, because I want to, and that it doesn't matter if they don't appreciate it." A person who is ready to do that for her friends, can you imagine what she's going to do for her family? "When my father died, my sister looked after my mother while only being 17 years old." Unquote. And next, the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, has released its first list for 38 candidates for the November 20 Maharashtra Assembly elections, with Party Chief Ajit Pawar being nominated from the Baramati seat, the bastion of the once undivided Pawar family. The party also renominated 32 sitting MLAs and fielded sitting legislators Shubha Khodke and Hiraman Koshkar, who switched over from Congress recently. While senior NCP leader Chagan Bhujbal has been fielded from Yavla, Bharat Gavit, the son of Congress veteran late Mani Rao Gavit, will contest from Nawapur. Deputy Speaker of the State Assembly Narhari Zarwal has been fielded from Dindori, and former Minister Rajkumar Badole, who was earlier with the Bharatiya Janata Party, will be fielded from Arjuni Morgaon. Other notable candidates include Dilip Vals Patil, Hassan Mushrif, and Dhananjay Munde. The upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls are a chance for the Ajit Pawar faction to overcome the setback it faced in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Contesting four of the state's 48 Lok Sabha seats earlier this year, the NCP could only win one. It was the first major test for the party that broke away from Ajit Pawar's uncle, Sharad Pawar. The ruling coalition, which is known as the Mahayuti and comprises the Bharatiya Janata Party, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena, and Ajit Pawar's NCP, has so far announced 182 candidates for the total of 288 seats. While the BJP has released a list for 99 seats, Mr. Shinde Sena has announced candidates for 45 seats. The opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, which consists of former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena or Shiv Sena Uddhabhal Thackeray, the Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chand Pawar, and Congress is expected to finalize its seat-sharing deal by today evening. But there have been rumors about discontent within the factions in the opposition alliance over seat sharing. Breaking from breaking news, while many people may not be active library users today, it still remains a primary source of reading and education for millions across the globe. And those who have library memberships are always on alert mode regarding their library due dates to finish their reading and return the loaned books in time. However, for one library, a patron was not a day or 1 week or 1 year late in their return, but a whopping 100 years late. A copy of William Shakespeare's Life of King Henry V was returned to a New Jersey library 101 years after it was checked out. Paterson Public Library officials said a woman named Cynthia Delhi found the book while sorting through the possessions of her late grandmother, Arlene Delhi, and discovered that the copy of Shakespeare's book had been checked out from the library in 1923. Delhi contacted the library and made arrangements to return the book. Corey Fleming, director of the Paterson Public Library, told TAP Pinto news outlet, and I quote, "It's never too late to return overdue library materials. This is the first time that I have encountered something like this in over 20 years of working in the field." Librarians said that the 1910 printing had a limited run and is highly valued by collectors. Now, back to news. The world needs to know BRICS is not divisive, but a united diplomatic effort which supports dialogue, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his speech in Russia today. Quote, "India supports dialogue and diplomacy and not war," he added as he spoke at a closed-door plenary session of the BRICS summit in Russia. Mr. Modi, who on Tuesday told Russia's Vladimir Putin, whose country is at war with Ukraine, that all conflict can be resolved with dialogue, and emphasized this concern today and told the bloc of multiple challenges facing its members and the world at large, and called out for action on those fronts instead. Quote, "A meeting is taking place at a time when the world is facing several pressing challenges. The world is also talking about north, south, and east, west divides. At this time, preventing inflation, ensuring food, energy, health, and water security. These are the matters of priority. And in this era of technology, new challenges have emerged, like misinformation spread online, cyber frauds like deepfakes. At such a time, there are high expectations of the BRICS grouping, and I believe that we as a diverse and inclusive platform can play a positive role in all these areas, unquote, the Prime Minister said. Meanwhile, PM Modi held multiple meetings on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Russia since his arrival in Kazan yesterday. He met Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and other dignitaries. He is slated to meet Chinese Chief Xi Jinping this evening, the first meeting between the two leaders in years, and is being seen as important, especially in the aftermath of the recent border patrol deal with China. Iranian President Pezeshkian, during his meet, said that Delhi can play an important role in the war in West Asia as it grows deeper. According to reports, India has expressed deep concern over the current situation in West Asia and has called for dialogue and diplomacy to de-escalate the tension in the region. The meeting between the two leaders come as Israel is fighting on two fronts, Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian emphasized the need for peace in the region and that the role New Delhi could play in de-escalating the Middle East crisis, given its good relations with all parties involved. India, which has friendly relations with almost all nations, finds itself in a unique position to be able to mediate between Israel and Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu 3 weeks ago and has met Iranian President today. This is not the only case where New Delhi is trying to broker peace between conflicting sides. PM Modi is also trying to broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine, as stated earlier. Here too, Prime Minister Modi shares a strong bond with both Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with these events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.